5% for Republican Ron DeSantis. Gillum is ahead of DeSantis also among independents by a wide margin, 61% to 21%. A newly promoted naval officer and mother of three found dead in Jacksonville, Florida, on the same day she was to get a restraining order on her boyfriend. USA Radio's Wendy King has that story.
Chief Petty Officer Andrea Washington was found dead just after midnight. The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office is treating the case as a suspected homicide. Details on how she died have not yet been released. According to a police report, Danny Beard, her boyfriend, pointed a gun in her face and threatened to kill her on September 2nd. Washington was a 19-year veteran of the U.S. Navy and worked as a gas turbine mechanic on the USS Hugh City, which is a guided missile cruiser based at Mayport. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And LeBron James is teaming up with the director of Marvel's Black Panther for Space Jam 2, a follow-up to the 1996 live-action film featuring Michael Jordan and the Looney Tunes bunch. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Good morning. It's 11:03. It is 64 degrees in Flemington, and the forecast for today is mostly cloudy with a high near 72. Tonight, patchy fog, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low of 58. Friday, partly sunny with a high near 75. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, which continue into Saturday morning, after which it will be partly sunny with a high of 72. And Sunday will be mostly sunny with a high near 69.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
Good morning, and welcome to the library show. You might have heard me like a distant voice in a dream
a
couple seconds ago, but now, magically, my mic is on. The library show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, fall arrives this weekend, and HCL is ready with a host of events, programs, and concerts for the entire family. Is Billy Joel drowning me out? Speaking of Billy Joel, that band that you emailed on the show
Oh, yeah.
Who got back to me, and it might actually work.
Oh, excellent.
I might have to talk to them and kind of negotiate a little bit, but...
They're doable?
Do you think they'll be okay for in an indoor concert?
I think so.
I don't know. I got to turn down Billy Joel a little bit. It's blasting. There are still 10 days left to save money with your Huntington County Library card. We'll tell you how. Jennifer tells us that dogs can operate MRI machines, but cats can. Okay. The entry deadline for the annual HCL Amateur Photography Show is Friday, September 28th. Story Slam, the Manhattan Short Film Festival, trivia, and much more on today's Library Show. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning, Jim.
How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Are you ready for fall? It starts this Saturday.
I am very ready for fall. That's a question you never need to ask.
Why?
I'm always ready for fall.
All right, I think I'm done with Billy Joel. I have a feeling not one word that I've spoken so far has been heard.
Oh, I bet it has.
Everybody just knows that Anthony works in a grocery store.
Do you know why I played that?
Why? Because you're moving out.
Yes.
Of your house?
No, the South County Branch Library.
Well, explain, Jennifer.
The South County Branch Library, we have our moving date.
Okay.
We are moving from West Amwell back to East Amwell, but near the post office at 1108 Route 179 at the Point. And our last day in West Amwell is going to be September 28th. It kind of came on all of a sudden.
A chapter in Huntington County Library is closing. Is ending? A chapter can't close. Can it?
No.
So how long was it located down in?
We were there 6 years.
6 years. Wow.
After 10 at the other location.
And are people excited that we will be back in Ringo's? I know a few people that are.
Some people are. Some people are, you know, like West Amwell.
Okay. It kind of grew on people after a while.
It did.
I don't think people were happy in the beginning.
In the beginning, it was rather abrupt. So East Amwell definitely missed it. And, I love the West Amwell spot. I really like the arrangement of the library, the colors and everything. It's a real nice library. But I do like having a library in town. And it's attached to the post office, so...
Why don't you give us a brief history of the South County Branch Library?
Okay,
What year did it open?
I don't recall. I can look it up real fast.
Wow.
But we opened up in a trailer in the parking lot of the East Amwell Municipal Building. And the trailer was the one that was parked at the Dazzadel when it was a North County branch.
It's got to be in the 80s sometime? Late 70s?
No, it wasn't that late.
Before 1987.
Okay. 1987, that's exactly when.
Oh, okay.
And then in March 2002, we moved to the building that we're moving back to.
So between the trailer, where did it go from the trailer? Ringo's?
It went to Ringo's.
In what year?
That went 2002. That I know for sure.
Okay, so 15 years in the trailer in the parking lot of East Amwell. Then I moved to Ringo's for how long?
I was there for 10 years.
10 more years. Then I moved to West Amwell for 6 years?
Correct.
And now it's back in Ringo's, the South County Branch Library.
Yes.
It's very nomadic.
Yes.
Think it's settled to stay now?
Sure, I'm not moving it again in my lifetime. It's, even though you look at it and you say, oh, it's really small, it's easy. And when we moved from the trailer to Ringo's the first time, were you involved in the move? We had the Friends of the Library. We did pretty much a bucket brigade. And Paul, who was at Buildings and Grounds then, he's with the health department now, moved, helped us move, and Buildings and Grounds put up all the shelves. But it's a pretty major undertaking.
It is. And that's not the only change going on. If you've been in the main library lately, you'll notice... A lot of changes there as well. Some rearranging of things, some removal of things. We're getting ready for a whole new chapter there, Jennifer.
Yes, every time our director James says, Jennifer, let's take a walk, Jennifer ends up lugging books and moving shelves. And you helped move shelves last week. Thank you very much.
Boxing books. And
yep.
So we're kind of changing things. Things are going to freshen up. Yes. With the Huntington County Library, the South County Branch Library, the web page is going to be getting a freshening. Our new boss is... Brought in the broom, Jennifer, and it's sweeping clean.
That's right.
So we'll see. Exciting. Exciting changes.
It is.
Things are never good when they get too stale. And at the Huntington County Library, we like to keep things fresh.
Yes.
Like this Billy Joel concert that I'm trying to book for maybe in the winter. That'll be a new band for us. We try to get new performers and speakers and something new and interesting all the time happening at the Huntington County Library. And we're out to prove it, Jennifer.
All night.
Prove it all night. Thank you. Don't play that song there.
I'm not going to play it.
Okay, I mentioned, I think the big news is that it's September is almost over. You got, how many days did I say left?
Not enough.
10 days. 10 days left in September. And September is natural, but it's also National Library Card Month. And we celebrate at the Huntington County Library and the Flemington Free Public Library by partnering with local businesses to offer you discounts just by showing your library card during the month of September. And some of these businesses have offered very generous discounts, Jennifer. What time is it? Can I quickly run through the list? So all you need to do is stop by any of these businesses I'm about to read out. Show your library card, and you will receive the predetermined discount. If you need a list of the businesses, go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. There's a link to the brochure with all the businesses right on the homepage, or you can stop by any of the county libraries and pick up a brochure and just leave it in your car so when you're traveling around, you can save money for your Christmas shopping, which is coming up quick, Jennifer. The participating businesses this year, Be Here Now Yoga, Gymnastics Unlimited, Huntington County YMCA, the Huntington Health and Wellness Center, Gardner Family Chiropractic, Great Clips of Flemington and Clinton, Jersey Community Acupuncture, Leo Family Dental, Basil Bandwagon Natural Market, both locations, Factory Fuel Company, Garden State Salad, Gabby's Pizza and Pasta, Grateful Bites, Jersey Mike's Subs, Italian Bakery and Cafe, Lone Eagle Brewing, Max's Market and Eatery of Califon, the Red Mill Museum Village, St. Paul Christian Preschool, Act Two Books, Barclays Gourmet Marketplace, The Book Garden, Burkett Supply Company, Comic Fusion, Ink Junction, Fish and Pets Plus, Freedom Art and Framing, Higgins News Agency, The Spinnery, Stowaway Self-Storage, Sunbeam General Store, Toys Told Tales and Moonstone Mystery Bookshop, The Vintage Shop, Crown Trophy of Flemington, Darrow's Sporting Edge, Sneakers Plus, Attachments Jewelry, Beyond Bijou, Bluefish Clothing, J. Jill, the Shops of Flemington, Enjoy Yourself, and Sage Boutique. So if your head is spinning, that's because you're about to save a lot of money, Jennifer. At any one of those participating businesses, we're happy that they help us celebrate National Library Card Month. If you need a Huntington County Library card, just stop by any county library and fill out an application. It's quick and easy. And we'll welcome you to the world of knowledge.
And entertainment.
And entertainment and community support, whatever I said in the beginning of the show, Jennifer. Okay, it's time for our first commercial break, even if it's not. It is.
It is. We'll be right back.
Sure.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show. I'm Jim Thatch. Sitting across from Jennifer Winberry, and I'm about to pepper her with questions about events that happened on September 20th. It's time for Today in History. It's time where we can ask Jennifer a question about events that happened on the current date, which is September 20th. Wait a minute. I thought fall was beginning this Saturday.
It is.
I thought the solstice or the equinox was always on the 20th or 21st.
It always was. I don't know how it ended up Saturday this year.
Okay, whatever.
It's a bit troubling.
I'll also give Jennifer some people who were born on this date and see if she knows who they are just by hearing their names. Let's go back to 1737, Jennifer. The walking purchase was completed. A little bit of local history. Any idea what the walking purchase was? The walking purchase just is another example of how we swindled the Native Americans, Jennifer. William Penn, the guilty party this time, cutting a deal with the Lenni Lenape, and pretty much carving out Bucks County for himself, which I believe is just about upper and lower Bucks County. And the walking purchase was he got to keep all the land from the starting at the Delaware River, just walking west for a day and a half. As far as a man could walk, he got all that land.
Hmm.
And how the Indians agreed to that. But
and I bet they could walk further than William Penn walked.
But he did it. Took all the land west of where he walked, or east of where he walked, and kicked all the Native Americans out, Jennifer. Just another sad date in history. Even though, I don't know, Bucks County is a beautiful place. I would, if I were the Lenni Lenape, I wouldn't want to leave it. I'm sure that was prime real estate for them.
And in October, we're having a program on the fall activities of the Lenni Lenape.
There you go.
We'll get to it later.
Is this going to be the walking purchase going to be included? Probably not.
Probably not.
1881, Jennifer. A U.S. president was sworn in on this date in 1881. Upon the death of James A. Garfield. What president am I looking for?
Chester Arthur.
How did you know that?
We had a really good poster when I was a kid of the presidents.
Okay.
And for some reason, that era, yeah.
1973 was the Battle of the Sexes, Jennifer. The famous Battle of the Sexes.
Billie Jean King and Roger Federer. No, it's not Roger Federer.
Boy, Federer has really aged well.
No. It's I should know the guy because my father-in-law was a ball boy for him in Rumson when he used to play at the Rumson Country Club.
Here we go.
I can't think
Bobby
of
Bobby Riggs.
Bobby Riggs.
Do you know where the match was held?
I do not.
The Houston Astrodome.
Hmm.
1973, Jim...
Again?
One more, one of those fateful plane crashes that took a music legend happened on the state in 1973.
Nope.
Jim Croce dies in a plane crash on the state in 1973. What big event happened on this date, September 20th, in 1982 in the NFL? big news in the National Football League on this date.
So he was a freshman in high school.
In 1982.
Don't know.
The football players begin a 57-day strike. Mm-hmm. They walk out. The season's interrupted. Didn't really affect your life, did it, Jennifer?
Nope.
Okay, Jennifer, 2017, what's the name of the hurricane that makes landfall in Puerto Rico?
Maria. Marie.
Very good. Maria is correct. And they're still recovering from the battering they took from Hurricane Maria that landed on this date last year. Wasn't it the one of like four straight hurricanes that came ripping through or something?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, Jennifer, born on the state in 1934, Sophia Loren.
She's an actress of Italian descent.
I had the same problem, Jennifer.
I remember her mostly in commercials.
The only movie I can remember is the movie that I'm sure she does not want to be remembered for. It's Grumpier Old Men when she was elderly. But I know she must have won an Academy Award when she was younger, but I cannot name another film besides that one. Born on this date in 1948, George R.R. Martin.
He's the author of The Game of Thrones.
That is correct. And then an obscure one for you. I know who this is. Do you know who Peter Scolari is, born on this date
in 1955? He was in Bosom Buddies.
Oh, very good. You do know who Peter Scolari is.
Yes. I don't know if he ever did anything else.
He did. My DVD alert today is one of the greatest movies ever made that no one's ever seen. It's called That Thing You Do. Hmm. Written, directed, produced, and starring Tom Hanks. Never seen it, have you?
No, but Sophia Loren, 1960, won the Academy Award for Two Women.
Okay, I don't care about Sophia Loren anymore. Okay, I'm moving on.
Moved on.
Yes. So Tom Hanks, this is his pet project, Jennifer. He poured his heart and soul into this movie. Tom Hanks, of course, one of America's treasures.
Well, and he was
Not many people have seen this movie. Why is that, Jennifer?
I don't know, but he was in Bosom Buddies with Peter Scolari.
Right, and that's why Peter Scolari's in this movie, because Tom Hanks repaid the favor. Did a lot of things, had a lot of nods to other movies he was in. A lot of little Easter eggs, I think they call them, in the movies. It's a great period piece about a band in the 1960s that gets one local band, gets one hit, and kind of gets a little bit of fame. And the story of their meteoric rise and fall.
Hmm.
Very good movie. I highly recommend it. Would you ever watch it on my recommendation, Jennifer?
I sure would.
Do we have it in our collection?
What was the name of it again?
That Thing You Do. Jennifer's going to see if we have it in our collection. If it is, if you're listening to us on the radio, go ahead and put a hold on it right now through the hclibrary.us. And you'll be glad you did.
We do indeed.
Very good. Is it in?
That's The Thing You Do Reunion.
The Thing You Do Reunion. So do we have the DVD, Jennifer?
Yes, we have the extended cut. Yes, we do.
Okay, very good.
It's that North County branch.
Your DVD.
I see somebody already wanted it. It's being held.
There you go. And that person is a very smart person, Jennifer. I have lots of other trivia today, but we can get to later.
Okay, I have
questions that were asked at Lone Eagle Brewery during their trivia competition. But Jennifer's actually prepared with something.
I have three things.
The presses.
Four things
in
today.
Radio, when you want to stop the presses, what do you do?
I don't know, but I have three today in histories for you, and one born today.
Oh, okay. That I didn't say.
Yep.
Okay.
1979.
Yes.
What happened to me this day in 1979?
1979. Oh, you started working at the Hunterdon County Library.
No, that was 1994.
Oh.
In 1979, I got my first Hunterdon County Library card.
Oh, yeah?
I did.
And where were you living?
We had just moved to Three Bridges. My father asked my mother to get the kids out of the house, and she took us to the library.
Wow. And who knew that? How many years ago was that?
That was 39 years ago, and 15 years later, I started working here.
That's when 39 years ago.
Uh-uh.
Oh, is it?
No, it's not.
Okay.
And I'm not exactly sure about this date, but a shout out to my sister, who I think it was 2012. I didn't get a chance to look it up before I came. Took her vows as a sister, a Benedictine sister.
And now she's out in Chicago, is that correct?
Oh, she was there then also.
Oh, she was there then also?
Mm-hmm.
And doing a lot of great work.
Yeah, she. I don't know how she's...
Belinda.
Belinda. Yes, we interviewed her on the show.
When was the last time you seen, laid eyes on Belinda?
Last year sometime, but she is coming in on October 5th.
Okay, very good. Don't you miss her? You haven't seen her in a year.
I know, but she's very busy.
You know, Chicago, you know, planes go into Chicago, too.
I've heard. And born this day in 1906, Emma Henry.
Emma Henry?
Yep.
Auntie M.
Yep, she was Auntie Emma, Aunt Emma to some people.
Oh, it's your Auntie Em?
It's my grandmother.
For Christmas sakes.
It's a big day in the Monahan house.
I thought you said you started working on this date.
I did.
What day?
1994.
Oh, well, why don't we talk about that? 1994, mm-hmm. September 20th, 1994 was your first day.
Mm-hmm.
So when you walked in, who was there that's still there?
You.
Oh, that's right. I was there, wasn't I?
You.
Did you meet me on the first day?
Yeah.
You did?
Uh-huh.
What was your title when you first started?
Librarian.
Just librarian? Mm-hmm. Extension services librarian? Mm-hmm. So you had a desk down in the lower level?
Mm-hmm. In a room that doesn't exist anymore.
And somebody walked you around and introduced you to everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Who walked you around?
Floyd.
Okay.
He was my supervisor.
Okay.
Leanne was here.
Okay. And what were your first impressions of me?
Do you
remember?
You were just like...
Did you come to my office?
Yeah, but you were off in adult ed. You had a little office.
Right. I'm still there, Jennifer.
And I remember we used to, like, if we'd be having a birthday party, we'd be like, oh, wait, where's Jim? Did anybody tell Jim?
No, because nobody remembered.
So.
No.
And the other interesting thing I came across Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Well, happy anniversary.
Well, thank you. I'm never getting out alive, am I?
I'm sure you will. Jennifer, you're doing good things for the library. We thank you for your service.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome. I'm serious.
Saturday, Allison Arngrim, who was Nellie Olson in Little House on the Prairie.
Why? Okay, go ahead.
Posted this on Twitter. Her mother was born September 15th, 2001. She died in March of 1921. She died in 2001. And her name was Norma McMillan. And I never knew. She did all these famous voices. She was Sweet Polly Purebred from Underdog. She was Casper. And she did Davy and Sally Hansen in Davy and Goliath. And I never heard that Allison Arngrim's mother was a famous voice actress.
That's like very, that's like 6 degrees we're going here.
You don't, but, well, Underdog and Davy and Goliath were two of my favorite.
They were?
As a child, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And how did Underdog get his secret powers?
He went to a phone booth and he had a ring.
Maybe he had a little pill and a ring, if I'm not mistaken. Right? Did he go into a phone booth too?
But I used to always bother me, like, how did he get another pill?
Sure, he had a big supply at home.
Well, he went into the phone booth.
What if he had two emergencies in one day and when he was out? How long does the pill last?
I don't know. But he would go in there so people wouldn't see him change.
It was very based, very much heavily borrowing from Superman, obviously.
Right, but I don't know.
So what was his job when he was an underdog?
He was Shoeshine Boy.
Oh, that's right.
And Sweet Polly Purebred was a reporter.
Was she a dog, too?
Yes.
And was there a famous criminal he always fought? Was there an arch-villain?
There were a couple of them, and I can picture them in my mind, but I can't.
I'll have to go back and watch that. I used to watch that, too, but I can vaguely remember things about it.
Anyway, so I found it interesting.
It is kind of interesting.
Vaguely interesting.
Especially
it was interesting to me.
A Little House on the Prairie fan,
well,
I guess.
Well, I'm a huge Little House on the Prairie fan. We know that.
Okay, I got lots of trivia for Jennifer, but let's take care of some library business. We got three big events coming up.
Okay.
That we got to talk about, Jennifer. We just have to.
Okay.
The first one is the HCL Amateur Photography Show. I mentioned at the top of the show that the entry deadline is a week from tomorrow. We're more than halfway there with entrants. first 100 photographers to enter will be accepted. See if I can find the flyer. Maybe that would help me talk about it.
I have it right here.
I have it, too.
Yes, but there's dead air.
It's open to all amateur photographers of Hunterdon County. There will be awards, cash awards for first place in several categories, including Hunterdon County Scene, Students, Black and White, Floral, Wildlife, Scenic Landscape, Abstract Still Life, People, Human Interests, etc. We have a celebrity judge you may or may not know, Walter Horoszewski, famous New Jersey photographer and author. You've seen his coffee table books, I'm sure, everywhere. He's our judge, Jennifer. There's also a Public's Choice Award that receives a cash prize as well. So the first 100 photographers are entered. Just look at through your camera phone or your regular camera and find that great shot that you took over the summer. Frame it or mount it on a piece of board. And you can drop it off either Sunday, September 30th or Monday, October 1st. But we need your entry form first. Just go to hclibrary.us. There's a link to the entry form right on the homepage, or you can stop by any county library and pick one up and just fill it out and drop it off or mail it in to us, and you're in. Your work will be on display at the Hunterdon County Library throughout the month of October. We'll have a special award ceremony on Wednesday, October 10th, with refreshments and where the winners will be announced. It's a fun thing. We've been doing it for 20 years. And we may do it for 20 more. The HCL Amateur Photography Show. Hope to see you there.
Well, it makes me happy that you're going to be here another 20 years.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know where I'll be in 20 years. I'll be on Jupiter, the library system, the Jupiter library system. We'll be living on other planets, Jennifer. Will our planet, we're probably in 20 years, not 20, maybe 100 years. We're going to have to find another planet to live on.
You think?
Unfortunately, I do think that. Hurricanes like Florence just keep getting worse and worse, Jennifer. Yeah. It's happening quicker than people think. But we won't get political here on the Library Show, Jennifer. Some people firmly don't believe in climate change. Things just go in cycles. Is that a possibility?
Anything's possible.
Story Slam at the North County Branch Library. Story Slams have become popular with tellers all over the country whose ambition is to tell original, true to life tales and vie for coveted best teller titles. Slammers seek to present outrageous, thought-provoking, and adventurous personal tales. And we're holding one of these story slams at the North County Library, Branch Library, on Thursday, September 27th. That's a week from today. At 7 p.m., I believe we already have 10 storytellers signed up, Jennifer.
Wow.
And the maximum will be 16 to fill the time allotted. Prizes will be awarded and refreshments will be served. So you can either sign up to join us to either present and tell a story or just come and be one of the members of the audience and listen to the stories. Actually, two people from the audience will be chosen at random to judge the storytellers so prizes can be awarded. Sounds like a fun evening. To sign up to be one of the storytellers or just listen, or for more information, you can call 908-730-6135. Or 908-788-1422. Once again, Story Slam at the North County Branch Library. This is in a new program for us. It's Thursday, September 27th at 7 p.m. And then finally, the Manhattan Short Film Festival. We did this last year for the first time, and it's back. Back by popular demand. We'll be showing the 9 finalists from over 1,565 entries received from 73 countries. These 9 short films will screen in more than 300 cities on 6 continents during the week of September 27th and October 7th. And lucky for you, 2 of the venues are here in Hunterdon County. The judges of these films are you, the audience. On entry to each venue, you will be handed a ballot card that allows you to vote for the best short film and actor at the conclusion of the program. Votes will be sent to the Manhattan Shorts headquarters, and winners will be announced on Monday, October 8th at 10 a.m. So we have 9 films ranging in time from about 8 minutes to about maybe 12 or 13 minutes. And we have two showings at the Huntington County Library headquarters and three showings at the North County Branch Library. So allot yourself about an hour, hour and a half to see the films and then vote on them. So the Huntington County Library headquarters will be showing the Manhattan Short Film Festival on Thursday, September 27th at 6 p.m. and on Saturday, October 6th at 2 p.m. You have several options to see this. And then at the North County Branch Library in Clinton, your options are Friday, September 28th at 2 p.m., Saturday, September 29th at 2 p.m., and Tuesday, October 2nd at 6 p.m. It was very well attended last year. These films are very very thought-provoking and very interesting. So the Manhattan Short Film Festival, very happy that the Huntington County Library will be hosting it for the second year.
And this is sponsored by the Friends of the Huntington County Library.
Sounds good.
Yep. Who will be having their third annual Tricky Tray.
That would be a good thing to talk about.
On Saturday, October 13th, correct?
We should know this, Jennifer.
I know we should.
So the Friends of the Huntington County Library have a couple fundraisers every year to raise money for the library to provide services and programs and buy furniture, etc. for the libraries. And the Tricky Tray is the second one this year. And Jennifer's about to tell you all about it.
It is Saturday, October 13th at the Flemington Elks Lodge on Route 31. And it's adults only, please, because it's considered gambling. Doors open at 12:30 and drawings begin at 2:45. Ticket sales end at 2:15. All raffle tickets must be entered by 2:30. Admission is $15 in advance, $20 at the door, and it includes a light snack and one sheet of Tier 1 tickets. And Tier 1 tickets include 26 tickets. And if you want extra tickets, that's $5.
Do they have anything, a list of anything they're raffling off?
I'm getting there. Tier 2 tickets are 26 for $10. And the grand prize tickets are $5 each or 5 for $20. And there's a ticket combo package, $35, gets you 3 Tier 1, 2 Tier 2, and 1 grand prize. You save $5. Prizes include Caesar Entertainment, Atlantic City Overnight Stay, gift cards, certificates, collectibles, holiday baskets, wine baskets, household kitchen items, movie baskets, museum and events tickets, Amazon Fire, and many other items. It does not say what the grand prize is.
Intriguing. That'd be a good way to attract people. Which brings something up, Jennifer.
Yes.
So every year we also have a gingerbread competition at the Huntington County Library, sponsored by the Friends and the Huntington County Chamber of Commerce, whose offices we are currently sitting in, Jennifer.
Yes.
To attract people to enter this year, I think we should, can we announce, I shouldn't be talking about this on the air, but I started, so I'm going to finish.
Okay.
I think we should, we have a cash prize for the winner. I think I want a substantial cash prize for Best in Show.
Well, I'll tell you
and
what.
And then to advertise that that amount.
If the chamber president gets the stuff together before, an hour before we hand out the prizes, we could
certainly
do that.
I think that would be the best way and say this is the amount for Best in Show. That would get people to enter, Jennifer. We'd be beating them back like something, metaphor that I'm not coming, that's coming to my mind.
Talk to the chamber president. I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
But him running out at 5 o'clock on the day of the judging.
Okay.
Makes it difficult.
Just
not that I'm throwing him under the bus. He's a busy
FYI.
Man. No, I think it's a good idea. We'll have to talk to Chris next time.
Very good. Okay, the time is 12. It's 11:39.
All right. Why don't we go to our last
12:39 somewhere over the Atlantic Ocean.
And then we'll do some trivia for the list.
Very good.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jim Thatch and Jennifer Winberry.
Jennifer just reminded me that Halloween's coming up, which means I've got to start thinking about the next Hunterdon County Library bookmark.
I figured out the thank you bookmark.
No, I hope not. I was about to say, I think I finally, after 30 years, have stumped everyone.
Nope, I got it. I'll tell you off the air.
Hint to me. What does it have to do with?
What the men are doing.
You got it.
I got it Saturday morning. I was so excited. I forgot to tell you.
You're the only one that got it, Jennifer.
The only one who's told you who's gotten it.
So I have hidden messages in the, usually just the month, or it's the month's name and the letters HCL, of course, for Hunterdon County Library. Hidden in every bookmark, but sometimes I have another little puzzle to solve. And this month's theme, the reason I used the picture I did was, had something to do with the month. No one had figured it out until Jennifer's claiming to have done it.
I did it. Good. Will you hide my name in the next bookmark for doing it?
Maybe. So what made it, what finally spurred it?
I just looked down Saturday morning when I got here, and I'm like, oh, wait, I got it. You know, like when you're not thinking about something and it just comes to you?
You're the only one. Do you know of anyone else who has it?
I haven't heard any.
Circulation's been bugging me because they know there's something, but I haven't told them yet.
I know what it is.
I'll finally give that up. Okay, the Hunterdon County Library bookmarks.
Make sure you tell them I figured it out before.
30 years of, it'll be 31 years. It's 31 years right now. September marked exactly 31 years of Hunterdon County Library bookmarks, Jennifer. It's going to be my legacy.
Yep.
I don't know what kind of legacy that is. Other people have very good legacies. That might be lame as legacies go. Oh, well. Better than having no legacy, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got some trivia questions for you and for Jennifer.
Okay.
You listening at home, of course. Just for fun, we like to test your knowledge at the Hunterdon County Library and on the Hunterdon County Library radio show, which I still think should be called Library Jam, but...
We'll change it.
Was that what the thing? Yeah, Library Jam?
Yeah.
Okay, Jennifer, here's some general trivia questions for you. See how you do. Some of these are a little too current from when I asked them, but we'll work around that, Jennifer. What does QVC stand for?
Quality, value, nope.
That is correct. That's two. The Home Shopping Network?
It's Home Shopping. Well, it's not the Home Shopping Network. It's
the Home Shopping
competitor. But I don't know what the C is for.
Quality, value, convenience.
Convenience.
What is the largest three-digit prime number?
Hey, that's not dead air.
997.
I'm going to use that tomorrow, though.
Why? Where are you going tomorrow?
Next time I see Ike, I'm going to use it. There's a man who has lost his sight about 40, 50 years ago. And one of the ways he uses it, he's a scientist. And one of the things he uses to keep his mind sharp, he's 90 now, is numbers. And he's always grilling me on cube roots and squares. And he's figured out all these little tricks. So he'll like that one.
What is the white part of an inside of an egg called?
I know I lost you at that. Albumin.
What are the two broad classification types of elephants?
Asian and Indian.
African. And Indian.
India is Asian.
Can you remember what two teams played on Monday Night Football this week?
That's Thursday night. No, I can't.
The Seahawks and the Bears.
I know the Bengals are playing tonight.
Plus or minus 500 years, what year was the Venus de Milo sculpted?
1520.
The Bengals, the Browns, and the Jets are playing tonight.
Cleveland, yes. 1520.
1520?
Yeah.
No, it was sculpted between 100 and 130 BC.
Wow.
Now, an historic district, Jennifer, what is the name of the City Park area in Dallas where JFK was shot in 1963?
Mm-mm.
Dealey Plaza. What number does the unit prefix giga stand for?
I don't know.
1 billion.
Billion.
What are the last three words of the first verse of My Country, Tis of Thee?
Let freedom ring.
Very good. The Mexican city of Tijuana borders what U.S. city?
California, Tijuana.
Very good. Tijuana borders itself?
California.
City. San Diego, Jennifer.
Huh. I was being clever.
Why?
Maybe there was a Tijuana in California.
and the Billy Joel song Piano Man, Jennifer.
Ugh, I hate that song.
What is the name of the bartender? And what job does he wish he had? Now, John at the bar.
He's a friend of mine. He gets me my drinks for free. He's quick with the joke and to light up with smoke, but there's someplace he'd rather be. I tell you, Bill, this is killing me. As he ran away, I'd rather a movie star.
Correct. What is the chemical symbol for radon?
R-A.
R-N. What movie has a scene titled The Bonnie Situation?
Don't know.
Pulp Fiction. You ever see Pulp Fiction?
Oh, I did. I've seen it many times. Yes.
Mr. Wolf comes to clean up.
Yes.
How many pairs of chromosomes are found in most humans?
26.
23. Alaska has the longest coastline of all U.S. states. Which state has the second longest coastline?
California. Florida.
Florida is correct. The sentence, the quick brown fox jumps over the lazy dog, is a pangram. What is a pangram?
It uses every letter in the alphabet.
Correct. You're not a big fan of Star Wars, are you?
No.
El Paso, then, Jennifer. But you are a big fan of New York City.
I am. Can you go back to a quick brown fox one time, real fast?
What about it?
That's a phrase they use a lot of times when you're learning how to type.
Yes.
Do you know the longest word you can spell using just the top row of letters on the keyboard?
What?
Typewriter.
Is that right?
Yep.
Cool.
You might use that for trivia sometime.
Okay. Noted.
All right.
Jennifer, I love New York. You love New York. We all love New York. How well do you know it? I'm going to name it a place in New York. You tell me what borough it's in.
Okay.
Coney Island.
Brooklyn.
Bryant Park.
Manhattan.
Rikers Island.
Queens.
The Bronx. the 9/11 memorial called Postcards.
Queens.
Staten Island. Columbia, I thought you knew Staten Island. Columbia University.
That's in Manhattan.
The Unisphere for the 1964 World's Fair.
Queens.
New York Botanical Garden.
The Bronx.
Strawberry Fields.
Manhattan.
JFK International Airport.
Kings County in Brooklyn.
Queens.
Oh, it's in Queens?
Yes.
You gotta go through Brooklyn to
and Rockaway Beach.
That is in Brooklyn.
That's in Queens as
That's in Queens as well?
Yes. Okay, Jennifer, I have... I can keep going. What time is it? I got lots if you want.
11:51. Go ahead.
I'll save this one for now. Okay, the royal treatment, Jennifer.
Okay.
All these answers have some kind of royal title in them.
Okay.
Humphrey Bogart won his only Oscar for Best Actor in this film.
African Queen.
Very good. Dire Straits' first hit single from the debut album was called what?
Sultan of Swing.
Very good. German pilot credited with 80 air combat victories.
And the Red Baron.
What TV show is set in the fictional town of Arlen, Texas?
I don't know.
King of the Hill. Heisman Trophy winning running back from the University of Texas.
Duke. No.
Earl Campbell. Smallest Canadian province.
That's a good one. Prince Edward Island.
Jazz pianist who had big hits with Satin Doll and Sophisticated Lady.
Count Basie.
Incorrect.
Oh, Duke Ellington. Sophisticated
Duke
Lady.
Ellington. And a Disney film features characters named Cusco, Pacha, and Kronk.
The Snow Princess.
The Emperor's New Groove. What did Bell Systems introduce in 1959? That was designed for convenient use in the bedroom.
And Princess Telephone.
Very good. What is the term in baseball for when a batter has three balls and two strikes?
Full count.
Very good.
Very clever.
You're rolling, Jennifer. You're absolutely rolling. Okay, let's see. Okay, here was the final question last night. It's from the world of literature. Harry Potter. Have you read the Harry Potter books?
I have.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
How many of the seven Horcruxes can you name that needed to be destroyed to defeat Lord Voldemort?
I have no idea.
I thought you read the books.
I did, but...
It's the point of all the books.
I know, but...
Wow. Okay.
Yep,
I'm not going to ask it, then, because you needed to name five. Half the team's got it. Five out of the seven.
Mm-mm.
Okay. On September 17th, we had a trivia night, and I had an on this date, kind of what we do today in history. Would you like to try that? September 17th, in years past, Jennifer, what document was signed on September 17th in Philadelphia, PA?
The Declaration of Independence.
1787.
You didn't? Oh, did you just give me a date? The U.S. Constitution.
Correct. Who escaped slavery on September 17th, 1849, and later helped many others escape as a worker on the Underground Railroad?
Not Turner. No, that was a rebellion. Tell me.
Harriet Tubman.
Oh, Harriet Tubman.
September 17th, 1862 becomes the bloodiest day in American military history. What battle took place on that date?
I'm thinking of two. Manassas.
Incorrect.
Gettysburg.
The Battle of Antietam. Bloodiest day in American military history. Thomas Selfridge becomes the first airplane fatality on this date in 1908. Who was the pilot?
Wilbur Wright.
Orville Wright. Born on September 17th, 1948, he was most famous for his role as Jack on TV sitcom Three's Company.
Jack Ritter. John Ritter.
Correct. September 17th, 1971, the first retractable roof stadium opens in what U.S. city?
Houston.
The Civic Arena in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. What was the name of the first orbiting space shuttle unveiled by NASA on September 17th, 1976?
Mm-mm.
The Enterprise. Died in the state in 1996, Jennifer. He was the only the second U.S. second vice president to resign his position. And he did so in 1973.
Spiro Agnew.
We are the 99%, Jennifer, was the slogan of what protest movement? That began on September 17th, 2011.
The
in Zuccotti Park in New York City.
Oh, I saw it when they were all camping out.
That's it. That is it indeed.
What was it called? It wasn't a tea party.
Occupy Wall Street was the name of the protest movement, Jennifer. And that's some trivia for you.
Don't you have, like, how are these things connected?
I didn't bring it tonight. Last night, and I fooled a lot of teams. Here's the first two words, and most of the teams turned it in. Horse, chair.
Back.
So several teams turned in rocking.
Oh, that would have been good. That was too obvious, though.
It was too obvious. It was too hard. And then the next one was school.
Horse. No.
I'm trying to think of some other ones. Society. I can't remember. Wire, maybe. The common word is high.
Oh, high horse, high chair, high school, high society, high wire. Very good. I was thinking brush, but there's no real chair brush or school brush.
There probably is.
Maybe. Well, that brings us to the end of the show.
Brush, that might be a good one to use in the future.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you for listening. Remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Jim Gano will be in a few minutes.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news out of Maryland as reports say at least 5 people have been shot and 3 people are dead in a workplace shooting in Aberdeen, not far from Baltimore. NBC News is reporting the suspected shooter's a woman and that she's now down and the scene is no longer considered active. The crime scene appears to be a Rite Aid distribution center. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan tweeting, "Our prayers are with all of those impacted, including our first responders." Hurricane Florence leaving behind serious flooding that will continue in the Carolinas for days. President Trump got a firsthand look at some of it yesterday, describing it as epic and calling Florence one of the most powerful, devastating storms in U.S. history. Florence is blamed for the deaths of at least 35 people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909. or go to mdtopical.com.
Republicans giving an ultimatum now to the college professor who claims Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her when they were teenagers. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley giving Christine Blasey Ford until tomorrow to decide whether she'll testify at a hearing scheduled for Monday. Ford's lawyer says the woman wants the FBI to investigate her allegation before she testifies. And if Kavanaugh's accuser refuses to testify, Republican Susan Collins of Maine says senators should move ahead with considering the confirmation.
I just don't understand why the hearing shouldn't go forth.
The biggest wildfire in California ever finally contained, the Mendocino Complex fire, now at 100% containment. The